Thank you very much, Chair. We actually hadn't taken note of the fact that there would be interpretation in all languages, we have our statement in English in this case, but we would like to really thank you for giving the possibility of us in the future being able to use our language. Mr. Chair, let me first of all thank you and Ireland for taking the lead on this important initiative for a political declaration on the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, EWIPA. Ecuador fully shares your concerns on the grave consequences to civilians and the use of EWIPA, and we are ready to contribute to this process. Mr. Chair, Ecuador subscribes also to the joint statement delivered by Mexico, which demonstrates the particular importance that this issue has for our region. In addition, I would like to add the following in my national capacity. Ecuador shares the international community's growing concern over the increased use of EWIPA. As was indicated by the UN Secretary General and the President of the ICRC in their appeal, the use of EWIPA, particularly those with wide area effects, have devastating humanitarian impact on the civilian population. Civilians do not only suffer the great majority of deaths, long-term disabilities, psychological distress, and injuries, but they also have to deal with other medium and long-term indirect effects such as displacement, poor health, or increased poverty, all of which can be a consequence of the destruction of essential civilian infrastructure, damage to the environment, and contamination with remnants of war, among others. It is with these considerations that my delegation fully supports any steps taken by the international community to commit to strengthen the protection of civilians and respect for IHL. As such, we see a political declaration as a great first step in the right direction. We believe the declaration should serve as a mean to commit countries to the avoidance of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, particularly those with wide area effects, draw attention to the problems related to the use of EWIPA, propose additional measures that can be taken to protect civilians in populated areas, and promote international cooperation on this issue. In terms of respect for IHL, the declaration will present an opportunity to underscore the need for increased attention in populated areas to the adequate compliance with IHL principles, particularly precaution, distinction, necessity, and proportionality, considering the additional degree of complexity and sensitivity of the use of these weapons in populated areas. This implies, among others, a continuous need for evaluation of means and methods of warfare in populated areas. Furthermore, states could consider additional measures to further strengthen the protection of civilians and compliance to IHL, such as, for example, the development of specific international standards for the use of EWIPA, mechanisms for exchange of policies or best practices, commitments for improved standards of civilian protection in national military policy and practice, as well as improved measures for accountability. Additionally, the declaration should not only look at the aspects related to the use of EWIPA, it should also deal with its consequences. We therefore consider it essential for the declaration to make reference to the importance of assuring timely and comprehensive victim assistance, which includes not just the affected person, but their families and communities. Finally, Ecuador believes it would be useful to discuss if and how monitoring or follow-up of the implementation of the declaration could be envisaged. Let me finish, Chair, by assuring you of Ecuador's active participation in the further process of development of the political declaration, as well as its current and subsequent promotion. Many thanks.